The Obama administration announced today that it is canceling plans to open up more of the Arctic Ocean to oil and gas drilling, citing not enough industry interest in the region, Alaska Public Media's Rachel Waldholtz reports.
The Interior Department won't auction off drilling rights in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas in the next 2 years. The auctions would have been the first in the Arctic Ocean since 2008 and the first under President Obama. The announcement comes just weeks after Shell suspended its controversial quest to drill in the Arctic Ocean after disappointing results this summer. The department also rejected requests from Shell and from the Norwegian company Statoil to extend their leases in the region, which will expire by 2020. Governor Bill Walker reacted to the news with frustration.
And as we struggle with funding on education and cost of energy, I can't tell you how disappointed I am in this decision.
The Walker administration had high hopes for offshore drilling at a time when plunging oil prices and declining production have decimated state revenues. Walker says it's like that door has been shut in Alaska's face and says he'll work with the congressional delegation to formulate a response.
This hits us at our lowest time, and it's time we step up and say, let's be Alaskans again. Let's be more aggressive on this issue.
But the Interior Department says there simply isn't enough industry interest to justify the lease sales. At least 9 companies already hold more than 500 active leases in U.S. portions of the Arctic Ocean. But since Shell pulled out, there's only one nearshore project under development, Hilcorp's Liberty Unit. In a written statement, Interior Secretary Sally Jewell cited Shell's decision, the amount of acreage already leased, and current market conditions as reasons to hold off on sales for at least the next year and a half. The Interior Department has not ruled out future lease sales after 2017. And the department said Shell and Statoil had not laid out specific plans for exploration under their existing leases, a requirement for extending them. But that didn't stop Alaska's elected officials from expressing outrage. Speaking with reporters at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Anchorage, Congressman Don Young said he has a plan. Step one is a lawsuit. Step two is essentially siphon the Fed's oil tank.
We ought to go right up next to Anwar and go off 3 miles offshore. We'll rent a rig. Okay, we got a couple around here. We'll peel them around, and we'll drill on state land and run the doggone horizontal drilling out 15 miles, which is possible, and we'll take their oil. See how long that'll last. That's my idea. It's a positive step forward.
Governor Walker suggests that's an idea that's occurred to him, too.
You been reading my email, buddy?
From the Energy Desk, with help from Liz Ruskin and Daisha Eaton, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.